This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, it truly does not matter who the host is. You are listening to the Rated R Safety Show, and this is the second attempt of the day, because there's definitely no other way of saying it, because we had a full computer malfunction, crash, whatever you want to call it. It did happen live as we were trying to go live earlier in the day. And so, yeah, that's why you're going to see some configurations messed up. But that's perfectly fine, because the important part is that you're here, I'm here, and we're going to spend some time together. Anyways, we're streaming to you live on the Safety FM network. We're coming to you live on Spreaker. We're coming to you live on Twitch. We're coming to you live on YouTube. We're coming to you live on Facebook. We're coming to you live on whatever the hell the platform is that you're taking a listen to, ladies and gentlemen.
Duh.
So anyways, before the crash, we started to get into the news, and of course, I was doing my traditional bitching about something that I don't like, because that's what happens when you're right here on the Rated R Safety Show. So what was I complaining about? I was complaining about people not managing to make it on time to places. So what the hell happens? I crash the whole system, so then we lose the on-time segment of being on time. But my complaint was, if I have you on and I tell you, we would love for you to come on to the radio show. Oh, yes, the radio show. That means we can't hold time for you. We say we want you here at X time. And you turn around and say, I'm going to be there at X time. And then you don't show up on time. And we have a scheduled program. I can't pause time for you. This is not a DVR. I can't pause time. I can't do a time swap. So you miss your time slot. We give you the few minutes that are left, and then you decide to go on or not. And then you can't turn around and say, well, I thought it was a podcast, and I've never been on a podcast before. Well, it's not a podcast. We specifically told you the radio show. Yeah, the radio show. Live and in living color. Yeah, that's what happens. If I tell you I'm going to have you live on the station, that means you're live on the station and it's not a podcast. Podcasts are severely edited for errors. So right now, if I didn't tell you and you weren't listening to us live, you wouldn't have known the system crashed. But because some people are listening on the podcast, now they know that the system crashed because I told you. In a podcast format, I edit everything out.
Duh.
It's really easy to do. I've been doing it for a long period of time, so I know how to edit. Anyways, let me get off my soapbox for just one small second here, because that's what I probably need to do just for this moment.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So let's go from the top, because this is the way that it should have started. Today is Wednesday, March the 11th of 2020, day 71 of the year, and only 290 days, 290, listen to me, baby. Oh, yeah, podcast, I would have edited that. 295 days left before the shit show's over with. But based on what we keep on seeing with the coronavirus, maybe the shit show will be way over, way before then. Anyway, so let's talk about what's going on in our lovely, lovely world today. As you probably have heard and you've probably seen over the last several times, we keep on continuing talking about the coronavirus. Today, I was reading some posts online and people were saying that 20% of their newsfeed on social media was coronavirus related. 20%. So it's everywhere. We're talking about it everywhere now.
Duh.
There are things that are being postponed. There are things that are changing because of the coronavirus. I will tell you, last night I had the great opportunity of seeing the one and the only Billie Eilish. Thousands of people were there. And guess what? No mention one time of the coronavirus. No cancellation due to the coronavirus. I don't know. I keep on having a lot of questions here. We keep on seeing these subject matter experts that are out there talking about the coronavirus, and I'm not sure if they're experts. I keep on having a lot of doubts about these so-called experts that are there, that are having these conversations. You have to give it some thought on how expert are these people. Anyways, let me not bore you real quick, and let's get you started with the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, and let me throw in a little bit of sarcasm all at the same time.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
You know it. Face for radio. That's why we do the radio. Anyways, let's talk about from the very top where we lost you the last time. If you're listening here on the Rated R Safety Show, Tesla, 1 millionth car has rolled off the assembly line. Yeah, you heard me correctly. That was their 1 millionth car rolled off. Its stock, which lost about 13% of its value on Monday, gained back almost half of its loss in trading on Tuesday. So I guess, you know, it's a happy medium, especially after all that severe crappiness that was going on in the stock market on Monday. So if you're halfway back up, you have to take it for what it's worth. But anyways, that's what's going on there. So a lot of people never expected Tesla to make it as far as they had. So what are you thinking here? Are you thinking, wow, that's pretty clever. That's pretty impressive. I'm kind of shocked that they've managed to make it that far. Because some people never expected that to occur. Oh, hello, camera. Love how that thing just fluckered all over the place. And I said fluckered because I'm not even sure what I was trying to say. Probably was going to say something dirty and wasn't supposed to say it. Because that's what people say is that they come to the Rated R show. And I use the F word from time to time. And they're offended that I say it. Oh, I'm so hurt.
Duh.
Anyways, let's continue. An analyst of Shell believed to be 70 million. Yeah, hold on. An analyst of a Shell believed to be 70 million years old indicates that the Earth's days were a half hour shorter at that time. The analyst examined the rate of growth of its shell, which added a layer a day. At the microscopic level, they were able to retrieve data points that indicated time of exposure to the sun, which helped them draw to the conclusion of the length of day. They also surmised, yes, that the ocean temperatures were higher, about 104 degrees in the summer and 86 degrees in the winter. Now, how in the hell can they tell this? So 70 million years, day lasted 30 minutes longer of sunlight. How do you know this? You can tell this by what? Can somebody please explain this to me? I know. A lot of people tell me, well, Jay, you should have a lot of answers to some of these things. Well, I don't. If I did, I wouldn't be asking the question. Can somebody explain it to me? Come on. What's going on here? What is this world coming to? How can somebody tell me this? By looking at a shell. Was it a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shell?
Duh.
Yeah, that's a little bit old school there. Anyways, let's continue down the path. Yeah, I don't know what's going on today. Definitely feeling a little bit more sarcastic than normal. Don't know why that is.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Yeah, I know. Not me. Not ever. Anyways, sporting good retailers, Dick's. Yeah, Dick's has announced plans to end sales of guns at 440 more locations. In the wake of the 2018 Parkland shooting that occurred in Florida, it stopped the sale of semi-automatic weapons and later stopped sales completely in 10 stores as a pilot program. That plan actually worked. The company saw an increase in sales. This is according to CNN. So now you see that Dick's is going to stop selling guns in 440 more stores. What do you think? Are you upset that Dick's will no longer be carrying guns for you to be able to purchase them? This is my rifle. This is my gun. Oh, sorry. That's a military quote of something else. I probably shouldn't go into that one. But what do you think about Dick's no longer selling guns in 440 of their stores? Is this something that is important to you, or do you not care? And you say, hey, just continue with the news because I don't give a shit.
Duh.
I don't know. Some people are you know, they want to know on why did Dick's decide to do this change. I mean, I look at it and I go, it's important to some, but the thing is, you can start having this conversation or it can become a political rant right away. So I don't know how much information I want to cover about Dick's and them not actually selling guns anymore. So maybe that's something that you should actually have the conversation about. And give me a line of what you think about Dick's not selling guns anymore. Anyways, let's continue. The stock market continues to keep investors on its toes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 1,167 points on Tuesday. The whole day was volatile off the huge rally that quickly disappeared only to bounce back up again. News emerged on Tuesday afternoon that President Trump was pushing for a payroll tax cut to 0% between now and the end of the year. So what do you think? Will that payroll tax be important to you? Do you own a company? Do you take a look at anything where you're a part of being an employee-employer arrangement where that will actually have some kind of change on you? I was speaking to somebody not too long ago, and they were telling me that it was 41 cents that they saw a difference in the last payroll tax cut that occurred. So I don't know. Is this going to have any impact on your world? Oh, yes, they just touched my face if you're watching on video. Sorry about that. Maybe I need to wash my hands. Can somebody please give me some hand sanitizer, please? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A British research lab is offering participants about $4,500 to voluntarily get infected with the COVID-19 as they seek to find a vaccine. Oh, yes, you heard me correctly. They're paying them $4,500.
Duh.
To get infected with the coronavirus. Right now, it's limited to 24 people. Those involved will be on restricted diet in isolation with no exercise allowed and any physical contact with anyone else. You may register at flucamp.com. So if you are interested in being actually infected with the coronavirus, would like to get $4,500, go to flucamp.com. That's FLUCAMP.com. And they will actually set you up if you're interested in doing that. Remember, it's limited to 24 people. And believe me, if you decide to do this, I would love, and I'm saying the word love, for you to actually jump on the show. And number one, tell me why you decided to do it. Number two, have the conversation of what the hell you went through during the time frame that you were isolated. And shit, you're going to be locked up anyways. So maybe we can hop on the phone and have the conversation because you're going to be bored and I'm going to be entertained just hearing the information. And that's the way that bad boy is going to go.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Because I don't understand why you would want to do this. Maybe you want to help the environment. Maybe you want to help other people and you think that this is the best case scenario on how you're able to do it. And if that's the case, that's the bottom line and that's perfectly fine if that's what you want to do. And that's all I have to say about that. But man, is that some craziness there. Woo! Don't know what's going on today, but just something to think about. So let's continue. Gas prices monitoring service GasBuddy is anticipating a plunge in prices at the pump by the end of March. The forecast predicts that the average prices of $2 a gallon across the country by the end of the month. Currently, states continue Currently, states surrounding the Great Lakes have the lowest prices around, and that's at $1.85 a gallon. Yeah, you heard me correctly there, $1.85 a gallon. Well, shit, man, I'm going to tell you, if they're telling you right now to be staying locked up for the most part, and you can get gas for $1.85, are you going to go running around because you can get gas for $1.85? Or are you going to sit your happy ass at home and go, hey, I'm just going to sit here and not really take advantage of the gas thing? I mean, I just think it's crazy on some of the things that are going on. And don't get me wrong, I'm locked up to some extent, even though it's in a studio, but I'm still locked up. But what are you thinking? What are you thinking about all this craziness that we keep on seeing? I keep on saying the same thing. We keep on having the same conversations. We keep on going back and forth about the virus and talking about these impactful things that are going on inside of our communities.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
So just think about it. I don't know. Anyways, Harvard has ordered all students to stay home after spring break, moving all classes online effective March 23rd. Yeah, you heard me correctly. As a policy, instructors and administrators have been told to keep meeting lower than 25 people. So if you're around 25 people, according to Harvard standards, you're okay. What do you think about this teleconferencing thing? We keep on seeing more and more of it. We keep on seeing more and more people saying that this is the way to go. And I'm going to tell you, on the Friday show of our minis, of our mini, 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 mini Safety FM show, we're going to have a discussion about that. We're going to bring a subject matter expert to come in and talk about doing some of those things. So take a listen to the Friday show, and I'm not talking about the Rated R Safety Show. I'm talking about the Safety FM Mini, which is normally on a podcast format because that's how people like it. Very short, very direct, and into the point. And that way you can have that conversation on what you think of what's going on there. Anyways, let's continue down the path here on what we got going on. The entire nation of Italy is on lockdown. Yeah, you heard me correctly. As it battles Europe's most aggressive coronavirus outbreak, all non-essential travel has been restricted as Italians are ordered to stay home until at least, are you ready for this, April the 3rd. Yeah, today's March the 11th. They've been told to stay home until April the 3rd, while all bars and restaurants must close by 6 p.m. So let's think about that. Must stay home till April the 3rd. All bars and restaurants must close by 6 p.m. How do I go to work at a restaurant if I'm restricted to stay home? Okay, so maybe I have a home restaurant. Who's going to come? And why do I have to be home by 6? Is the virus more contagious after 6 p.m.? I mean, I don't know. Somebody has to tell me.
Duh.
I just look at it and I go, it doesn't make any sense to me because what is going on there? I don't know anything about the time frame being any kind of different, but somebody can tell me. That's for sure. Anyways, let's continue. The Mars InSight rover has the first good calculation of the planet's magnetic strength, while erosion of magnetic field is believed to have caused a reduction in Mars atmosphere and subsequently any water it is still there. So, but the measurement shows that it's still 10 times more stronger than scientists I had thought originally. I don't know. We keep on talking about Mars. We keep on talking about viruses. I think we're going to start moving quickly. And I know that I kept on saying, hey, I don't want to be the first tested sucker on the rocket. Well, it sounds like I might want to jump on it there for a second or two. Definitely sounds that way. Anyways, let's continue. Seattle is bracing for a potential mandatory quarantine policy. The local government there is actively encouraging voluntary isolation of those who are sick, but it is ready to enforce mandatory quarantines of those infected. Residents are expected more news this week on the next steps. Meanwhile, the New York National Guard is enforcing a 1-mile, 2-week containment area in New Rochelle, but don't hold me to it, which Governor Andrew Cuomo said is one of the most significant clusters of coronavirus outbreak in the country.
Duh.
So I don't know. We keep on seeing it. You're going to be quarantined at some point or another. What is the telework thing going to look like? We need to talk about it. We need to have the conversation now. We need to know how this environment's going to change. I know that I keep on coming up here and people are like, ah, you're so funny. You're being jokey and you're talking about a lot of stuff. Well, yeah, I'm talking about a lot of these things, but this is some serious stuff we need to have the conversations about, because I don't want to get a phone call tomorrow, an email, a news story letting me know that I'm locked up for the next 2 weeks and not being prepared. I mean, as it is, I already ordered toilet paper online and I've already been told that they're out of stock. Oh, yeah, you heard me correctly. Toilet paper online, yeah. So we'll see what happens there next. Anyways, let's continue into the news. Let's talk about some of the election stuff that happened yesterday. So yesterday was six states that were actually out and about voting for the Democratic primary. Six states voted for the Democratic primary yesterday. It was another good night for Joe Biden. At press time, the former vice president led in all six: Mississippi, Missouri, Michigan, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State was razor thin as of late Tuesday. Now, I had to double check because I have not looked ever since our little sistema crashed earlier today.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So anyways, as we continue, let's talk about the lottery, 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 lottery. No winner for Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for a $110 million jackpot or $88.1 million cash payout. So that's some good money. That's some good money to go play with. Don't know what you're going to be able to do with it, but hey, some good money to play with for sure. So that's a good thing. Oh, by the way, I can give you the spoiler for the Bachelor, because that's in the news. Because I'm sure that's important. Everything else going on right now with the Bachelor, you know, it's important for sure. Stupid stuff. Stupid stuff you see everywhere. Anyways, let's continue about the days of the year that you can celebrate if you're in one of those celebratory moods where you think that it's important to go out and celebrate some things, potentially, you know, of your future, of being potentially locked up.
Duh.
Anyways, let's go through the course here. And I did not pick the days that we celebrate. I just read them as they come. Debunking Day. Oh, yeah. I said Debunking Day. Dream Day. Johnny Appleseed Day. No Smoking Day. Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day. Does anybody celebrate that one? I need to know. World Day of Muslim Cultural... Okay, let's try that again. World Day of Muslim... Wow, I can't even say. Muslim Culture, Peace, Dialogue, and Film. World Plumbing Day. Well, hopefully we'll save some ass cracks this day. Worship of Tools Day. I guess it goes with Plumbing Day. And National Proposal Day. So does this mean that you proposed today on purpose? Was it Valentine's Day like last month? I'm very confused. Something to think about. So just in case from some birthday information real quick, just for the sake of saying it, Benji Madden and Joel Madden from, what was the name of that stupid group? Bound for Glory. I don't know what it was called. Anyways, there were a couple of twins who used to be singers in the 90s. Yeah, they're 41 today. Johnny Knoxville turns 49. Terrence Howard, movie actor that lost the role of, that was in Iron Man for a period of time. They went into Empire. What the hell was the, what was his role in War Machine? That was what it was. Yeah, he's 51. Anyways, not much more going on here today. Sorry about the delay. Definitely did not expect the crash system. That kind of put something screwy in the air for us. Anyways, I think I'm going to hang out today. I think I'm going to play some music. I'm going to sit here. We're going to do some live stuff. I know that we have the Goodman Samuel here at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock Eastern time. So we'll drop before then, but I think I'm going to hang out, play some music for you. Let me do this real quick before we get too far. I'm going to run an ad that we actually created earlier in the day related to the coronavirus. So take a listen to this one.
I got some breaking news for you. COVID-19 is out and about. So maybe that's not the breaking news. But understand that all of these people that are going around saying that they are experts on COVID-19 are not. All these people that are going out there jumping on shows and saying, hey, I am a subject matter expert, is not true. Take a look around. Make sure that you are vetting the people that you're getting the information from. Make sure that it is a nationally accredited organization or an organization that truly
Don't you love when you touch the mouse and it screws everything up? Let's try that again.
Or an organization that truly understands what's going on, opposed to just some common creep getting on a podcast or radio show talking about something they don't know about. I'm seeing a lot of this online. Make sure that you are getting up-to-date information. And if you're scheduled to go to a safety event, do not be confused on going to a safety event because they have decided all of a sudden to throw in a session about COVID-19. Think about it. You're the most important part of us here at Safety FM, the listener.
So that's what's going on here at the Rated R Safety Show. A lot of craziness going on. And I'm telling you, I am seeing a lot of different things going on inside of the world where people are saying they're subject matter experts when it comes to this coronavirus mess, which is not the case. Anyways, let's get you dropped into some music here. Have some fun, a little bit of time before we actually get to the Hop Nerd with Sam Goodman, which that will be another fun time. I don't want there to be any confusion on what I'm saying there because he has some fun stuff that goes on that show. Let me give you a little bit of rock and roll here on the Rated R Safety Show.
Rage all through the night. So, so high, blue eyes, fake quiet. Beware of the fox tonight. Cold feet, a dark rain, my blood in your frozen veins. Dream high, no pain, run fast in the broken chains.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sneak out, I keep fighting. I will take a chance. Break free, the dog's biting. Dressed up for the final dance. Shut down, inspire. I'm here to take your call. New soul to hire. I will despise you all.
So, you know, if I don't give you the disclaimers at some point, I'm probably going to get in some sort of trouble because that's what happens around here. Oh, that's what happens when you pod down the wrong one, too. Anyways, so as you are aware, I have to give you the disclaimer. That's what makes the end of the show. You know that. I know that. And let me give you this before we do that.
Coming up next.
I don't know why it's not liking me here.
Coming up next on the Rated R Safety Show.
Coming up next on the Rated R Safety Show, next episode, more sarcasm by yours truly. What else did you expect? Did you think I was really going to give you something beneficial at the end? Anyway, Sam Goodman, the hop nerd, coming up at the top of the hour. Let's Give You the Ender by Kelly. I'm sure I'll see you again next time. You know who I am. I know who you are. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.